Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C. What up?
What's up? We're here via Skype.
Yeah,
yeah.
This will not be a 2.5 hour podcast, we promise, because it just won't.
But you know what? Our next one probably will be because I'm so excited for the premiere, and it has to be long.
Yeah, between the premiere and the party, we're going to have a lot to talk about. You guys, we're going to go live on Monday during the party. Instagram or Facebook Live? I'll leave that to you since I don't know how to do it.
I think we'll do both, you know, because I know some people have, you know, don't have one or the other. So we'll just do both. You know, we'll do some of one and some of the other. I don't know.
Okay. And then that way we can talk to you guys everywhere during, and then we'll do the actual podcast Tuesday, because it's going to be crazy between meeting everyone, bringing them up to the room, watching the show, and then Vanderpub crawling. It's going to be popping off. So I see no time for an actual podcast, but
I know that's kind of a bummer, but we'll take one for the team on getting our thing out first, and we'll do that the next week.
Well, yeah, because then Tuesday we're going to have to rewatch and make all our notes. Like Monday, yeah. I think it's just about enjoying it. It'll be kind of nice just to watch it, enjoy it like a regular viewer and with other fans. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I was thinking also we should take some like sound bites from people, you know, that are there, and we can play those also. That'd be kind of cool. Like
yeah,
if,
for sure.
You know, I don't know. We'll see what we can do with that.
Yeah, totally.
So if you guys don't know what, you know, I was also thinking for all of our old school listeners, I think we need to start repeating who we are, what we do, because we're going to have so many new listeners like we always do at the beginning of the season. So, you know, I'm Holly and Sarah's, you know, on the other line over there. And we are just two friends that like to watch Vanderpump Rules. And we have this amazing community and we sit here and we talk about it.
And break it down. And we don't have favorites, although we all of us, meaning all the fans, we change favorites. We love and hate. No, well, not hate. Love and dislike some of them. It changes. It changes by episode. It changes by season. So we're like Us Magazine. We're just like you. No, so we aren't one-sided. We just say what we feel about that moment. So if you hear one episode where you think it's slanted, we'll listen to another one because it might be slanted the other way.
That's right. And I unfortunately like made the mistake of reading some reviews on our iTunes, and this person left a comment and they said, "Ugh, like I tried to listen, but they talk for 3 hours about themselves and it's so annoying." Oh. And I was like, "All right, like, you know, maybe we need to start saying like what we do. Yes, we watch the show, but it's a little bit more than that too. We really have like developed a community here, and I feel like once you start listening to us, you can like get what we do, you know?"
Well,
I don't know.
And also to that, like I stopped reading reviews, but we've been podcasting throughout the year. We don't stop and go on hiatus. So
right.
When Vanderpump's not on, we're still out there investigating Vanderpump stuff, either social media or in person. But sometimes nothing's going on. And so we're talking about the other Bravo shows, or yes, we'll relate our own stories. And a lot of that is because people have asked us to. They said, "We want to hear more about your stuff," especially during the hiatus season.
Yes.
So that's not a regular thing for us where we just sit and talk about ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, and you don't know what we're doing, it is a little confusing because we never really explain what we're doing. So I just think we need to back it up a little bit and explain. So the number one thing that we're talking about is the premiere of Vanderpump Rules Season 7 is Monday, December 3rd. But besides that, Sarah and I are hosting our first ever viewing party, which is on brand with Vanderpump Rules Party, our podcast. So we really, really hope that you guys can come out and watch the episode with us.
And have drinks with us and get a gift bag from us and enjoy Vanderpump-ish food and beverages. So RSVP, there is a invitation on our Instagram, on our Twitter, on our Facebook, private Facebook group that you guys can see. And then if you want to come, it's Monday night. We're meeting in the lobby of the W Hotel and having drinks and bringing everyone up to the suite for a 6 p.m. viewing, because there's an early feed at this hotel, which is kind of why we booked it there. So we go watch it early and then go do a Vanderpub crawl to Sir Pomp and Tom Tom. And whoever wants to come and join us, and if you can't come early to the 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock, you can meet us out at the any of the Vanderpump bars. We'd love to meet you, hang out with you. But do RSVP if you want to come to the hotel. We do have gift bags, so we have a limited number. We're hoping everyone gets one, but RSVP at vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. If you guys are in our, Facebook group, you can DM us, or you can DM us on Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party, or DM us on Twitter, VPR Party Podcast, or myself personally is at Pumpers Nation on both Instagram and Twitter. So if you have not heard this before but want to come to the party, we've got a lot of people coming. We've got people flying in from around the country. Hopefully we'll have some special guests appear as well.
I think also we'll respond to each, for all of you guys who have RSVP'd, we're going to send you an email confirming, and we'll also send you our cell phone number so you can text us, find out where we are, and stay in contact with us.
Yeah, because we do need to meet, you do need a key to get up to the room, the suite that we're having it in. So we do, that's why we're meeting everyone in the lobby bar. It's kind of a cool hangout spot anyways. People go there just to hang out, and even on Monday nights it kind of pops off.
So also, but if you're like scared, you could like hang out there, act like you're not there to see us, and when you see that we're normal, you can come over. That's what I would do, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, totally. But a lot of people go by themselves. So Holly and I have gone to some of these things before with like other podcasts, and we went together, but Holly has actually gone to some things alone, you know, like Dog Day and that sort of thing.
I've totally gone alone, you guys, and I was like sweating, but it was so worth it. And I've gone to things where I've had to talk to people. I mean, Vanderpump Dogs, I was just like a total lurker, but I did get to talk to Sherry, and I did get to talk to Lala and Brittany and all kinds of people. So it's totally worth it. And Sarah and I are really, really nice and fun and easy to talk to, I promise. And if you don't think we are, Heather is super easy to talk to and fun. Allie's so awesome. I mean,
yeah, they're coming alone, and Heather goes to lots of things alone, like Watch What Crappens events. She goes alone. We've gone to Annabelle's Adderall and Compliments events. I would say at least 50% of the people there go alone. Everyone's like a nice community, and it's super easy. Normally, it's not something either you or I would do, but I would now because we've been, and it's super easy to go alone.
Yeah. And, you guys, obviously I know, like, I feel so bad for like rubbing it in people's faces who are in different states, but, wait until you see some of the stuff that we've put together. You guys are going to die. It's really cute. Everything is on theme for a Vanderpump Rules party. And I think it's going to really, you know, go viral.
Yeah. And we're going to have some leftover stuffs too. We want to save some for you guys that can't come. You know, lots of times we do giveaways of like what the cast is selling or whatnot, or just our own stuff. You know, that'll still happen this season because we just get really excited about it. So I love either stuff that we order or make, or a lot of our listeners, they have their own stuff they make. Like, you know, I bought those glasses from the Gold Star. What's that? Gold Bright. Sorry, I'm messing it up, but it's on our Facebook group. Or we'll buy, you know, other Christina Kelly's body sprays, which are amazing, and her chapsticks
another,
and whatnot.
Yeah, another thing that's really awesome, shout out to Maggie, who is in our Facebook group and one of our, like, day one listeners. She has submitted a t-shirt to do a giveaway for you guys at our event. So how cool is that? Like, she has purchased a shirt, and she is giving away a shirt at our event. So that's one of the giveaways. And yeah, there's so, I mean, it's going to be really cool. And I'm going to do videos too of unboxing the gift bag so you guys can see what we did with that. I'm almost done with that stuff. And I mean, Sarah ordered so much stuff. It's going to be so fun.
So you guys, we did launch, but I know we want to work with Maggie's supplier. As we're just kind of testing the waters right now to get response. And this made, it's a really easy way for us to do this right now. And it's not like we're making, you know, bucks off this, but we want to provide like things, because I feel like I love Kristen's t-shirt line, but I feel like she missed the boat. She's starting to get it a little bit, you know, because now she has Witches of WeHo, but I feel like she missed the boat on like putting t-shirts with like some of the classic phrases. So we're trying to pick up that slack. And so right now we just started this thing. We'll see where it goes from here. We started with 5, but we're going to add more all throughout the month of more phrases. But if you go to our website, VanderpumpRulesParty.com, and click store, there's a link and it brings you to this t-shirt website, and there's 5 up there now. And you don't have to order a t-shirt. You can order a hoodie, or Holly ordered a phone case. You could order a mug.
I'm not going to lie. Sarah sent me the link and I was like, okay, I don't know if I like, I think I want a sweatshirt. And then all of a sudden there was this whole other area where you could get like a pillow, a towel, like all of the stuff with the logo that we have. So I was like, oh my gosh, I ordered a phone case and I wish it would come. I could not bring myself to pay the extra shipping, but I think it's going to come like Tuesday or something, but I'm so bummed. But
I think it'll be cute. Yeah, I ordered a couple because I want to see what it's like so I can talk about it from experience. Because, you know, you guys know I've made t-shirts in the past and we gave them away last season, but it's hard to know to pre-manufacture something. You have to have minimums, but it's hard to know like who's going to win, what size they're going to need or what phrase they want, or what style they want. And so it's almost impossible to like, you know, I have so many leftover t-shirts from last year that we're going to bring on Monday for giveaways. But, you know, this kind of takes the work out of it. And this company just like offers everything. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited to start. If you do click the link, there's a code until, they told me December 1st, which I know is like 2 days away, but it's 25% off, and the code is PUMPERS, so PUMPERS.
Nice.
So if you are going to order, and it's really economical. So like I said, I actually haven't gotten one yet, but I think even if you did, well, the price is so reasonable that you wouldn't care if it.
I know this is like probably like killing our own merch right now, but I just received my James May Witches of WeHo sweatshirt in the mail. And, the quality is nice, and we're going to do it as a giveaway. I was wondering about her sizing, cause she only has small, medium, and large, which people have complained about. Yeah. And, but it's a nice large, like it's roomy. It's not like a little tiny, you know, sometimes like they're like really little. So I'll show that. I'll go live and we'll show that before we give it away too. It's cute.
Yeah, it's really hard to gauge because I ordered last year from this company that does a lot of like my merchandise for my work, and I think you got the gift bags, right? So this place is great, but because I think they have different suppliers, so the t-shirts I ordered last year ended up like being really small to size, I thought. And then so I ordered again, but I must have chosen a different supplier through the same vendor though. And everything I got now seems like super oversized. So I just, you know, it's hard to manage. Now the large is actually a true large, whereas the t-shirts last year, the largest I ordered were like a Forever 21 large, you know.
Yeah.
You know, where like Kristen Doty's a large. It's like, no, that's not large.
Exactly.
So we'll see how it goes, but we wanted to get started with it anyways, especially with the holidays, and this company was super easy to work with and super helpful, and we'll see how it goes. So again, RSVP if you guys want to join us Monday. We're super excited.
Yeah, we're so excited to meet you guys, and we're so excited to hang out. We're so excited for season 7, and we are just excited to host something like this and hope we can do more stuff with you guys. Again, this is completely free of charge. Sarah and I are just doing this because we want to connect with you guys. We want to just celebrate everything Vanderpump Rules. And
Holly really reached out, and I think we'll just wait and talk about this on the Tuesday podcast because she got a couple interesting responses, and I don't want to say them now. So stay teaser for Tuesday, because we have to see, you know, if they show up or not show up. But it cracked me up that she reached out to as many people as she did, and you will be shocked at, like, I'm like, people you forgot about, she reached out to. So that was kind of entertaining
And I went, like, as hot. Like, let's just say, like, I secreted the whole thing. You know, like, I put no limit on myself. I went as high as Andy Cohen. I went Jennifer Lawrence, you know, like Chrissy Teigen, everyone, you know.
So I was really happy. Heather reminded us as we were planning. She's like, well, just keep in mind, you know, because she hasn't been to TomTom yet. Heather is like, you know, she is the all-knowing, I don't want to say God, just, you know, superpower of Vanderpump Rules. She knows everything and anything there is to tell. So anyway, so she hasn't been to TomTom yet. So this is like really knocking two birds out with one stone here. So she gets to go to TomTom. Well, we're just praying like Sandoval will be there. She's met everyone, but it would just be like icing. But we were a little nervous because we know someone that she said, well, someone's going to be on Andy that night. So I was guessing it was either going to be Tom and Tom because of the opening of TomTom, or Brittany and Jax because of the engagement. And fortunately for us, we found out it's Brittany and Jax. So we have no worries of running into Jax, which is really a bonus for me. And also that leaves the chance of running into Sandoval for Heather.
Yes, I really hope that we do. I think we will.
I mean, shouldn't they just that? I mean, I would think they should go there after their premiere. I'm sure they'll have a cast party somewhere, but I would think they would have to end up there.
Yeah.
I mean, if not, I really, well, both of us need to take over their marketing.
Yeah.
Between merch and other things, but we'll see. Hopefully it's going to be a blockbuster night and we'll have a lot to talk about on Tuesday.
Yes.
So in other news, Stassi released that she is writing a book about being basic, and but it's not out till April. Ish. So a lot of people are excited. A lot of people eye rolled. So we'll see. Obviously, I'm sure we'll do a giveaway for it. Maybe a finale party. What are your thoughts?
My first thought was good for her. My second thought was, I don't remember exactly which podcast I complained about this, but one of the episodes where, when I was really having a hard time with Stassi, this was around her Me Too movement moment and all of that.
Yeah.
And when she lied about being back with Patrick. I really lost my trust in her. And I was a really big Stassi fan. So that really took me down a peg. And the other thing that really knocked me down was when her and Patrick sat there and just made fun of basic. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Like, they went off about making fun of being basic. Like, not in a, it wasn't funny, it wasn't kitschy. Like, it was actually annoying because Stassi is basic, but they are making fun of being basic. So I, in a way, it just reminded me of that. But then I thought, maybe this is like amazing. Maybe she's coming out of, maybe she was ashamed of being basic because of Patrick, and now she can fully embrace being basic.
Yeah, she became a little Jackie Schimmel-esque in that moment where you're making fun of something that, but really truly you are, but she's not owning it. And now maybe she's just owning it.
Yeah. So that's in that way, like I went like full circle. I was like, oh, yay. And then I was like, huh, that's weird. And then I was like, okay, like maybe this is like full circle Stassi coming back into herself, which I am here for. So,
yeah. So I listened to her podcast. She did a two-parter with Taylor Strucker. It was very difficult for me to listen to it, but she does say that she had a full birthday meltdown and then she takes it out on Bo. So I'm super looking forward to that, but they're fine. Taylor Strucker even was there and attested that, yes, she did have a full meltdown. So I guess, you know, it'll be consistent.
I had a range of emotions when I heard that too, where it's like, okay, are we going to repeat? Like, I don't want to.
Like, is this expected?
Yes. I don't want to get, like, this, like, chip on my shoulder that I know how the season is going to go, but I know how the season is going to go. I can already predict what's going to happen episode one. We're going to have them talking about Jax being engaged. Everyone's going to question it with their questioning looks, and then it's going to happen, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's with the, you know, she's famous for her birthday meltdowns, and it's like, we watched that Instagram live story, you know, the whole, the day of the party, during the party, after the party, and it seemed like nothing but, like, everything was going great. So,
sorry,
I don't know, I feel like it's, oh, this is what's expected of me, so let me make something happen. So, yeah, I'm a little like, you know, maybe the surprise would be, don't have a meltdown and it'll show people how you've grown. But I hope she's just not doing it for, you know, because she thinks that's what people want. And
I also immediately felt bad for Ariana because it was a shared birthday. So did this like disrupt the whole thing? Did she do this privately? Like what? I'm kind of wondering about that too.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they're still fine. And then Taylor Strucker was going on how she used to hate Ariana, but I think she hated her because she said in her words, she wasn't nice to Stassi, but now she loves her and she's great, but she still hates Sheena. And did you hear why she hates Sheena?
Because of her eating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she orders fatty foods and then doesn't eat them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess there's points the other way. I don't know. I had a really difficult time listening and I did not want to listen to part two, but then everyone in our group, thank you, told me that's where Stassi kind of broke down and talked about the Patrick thing and all sorts of, you know, how she lost herself. So I did want to hear that. It was just annoying for me because like, I actually did want to hear Stassi and I wanted to hear, I wanted to hear her wit and her sarcasm, and I also wanted to hear when she was being emotional or broke down or opened up. But every time she'd start, Taylor would talk over her or laugh over her or just interrupt her, and it was just really hard to listen to.
You know, it's fun. I read the critique of that, and I saw that in the groups and stuff too, but I didn't have that feeling. I guess I just know that's like Taylor's personality, so it wasn't shocking to me.
No, it's not shocking, but I guess
if you
Stassi have... even said it a few times. She's like, "Stop talking over me. Are you gonna let me talk? Stop hosting my own podcast." Like she said it several times. So I was like, "Ooh," but I mean, you know, they're just bantering with each other. But I think she had a point.
Yeah, but I felt like in the second part that Taylor, like, had Taylor not kept prodding at Stassi, she was not going to talk, and she really pulled that out of her, I thought. And she's like, okay. No, say it. But, yeah, no, I don't know. I just didn't have that same feeling, but it is so heartbreaking to hear Stassi talk about how her hard times with Patrick. And it just makes you, like, I just want to know more. I want to know more, more, more. And then she talked about the seasons that were hard for her to watch, you know, and...
And that basically, she was just basically in New York during hiatus. She was here when they were filming season three. Like, I didn't realize she was here the whole time and just quit. I thought she kind of quit and went to New York and then crawled back, but she was actually here. Yeah. And it was him that was making it difficult. So she was just like, I'm not going to go to work.
Well, remember in season three, like she was still wreaking havoc. Like Katie was still scared to like attend certain things. And yeah, so yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I really want to watch season three. I'm thinking about skipping to season three with Chad right now because season two is just taking forever.
Oh, well, season two is so good.
I'm like bored. I think I've watched it so many times.
Yeah. Because it's the slap and it's like when she sets Kristen up and goes to her phone and when she sets Jax up in Mexico. I mean,
yeah. So all right.
You guys have been cranking through a lot though. You'll get there.
Yeah.
So, well, speaking of Jax, he's been going on a lot of rants on James, and he's ripping on Raquel, too. And it's like, what did she ever do to you? You know, he's calling her dumb and an airhead. And it's like, you know what? I understand, like, she talks a certain way, but she's accomplished more than he ever has, and she's only, like, 23. And James, and he's ripping on James, too. You call yourself some world-famous DJ. What have you ever done? You play in a bar. And it's like, James is, like, 25. Jax, you... or bartending at 39. That's all you've ever done, and you did it badly. At least he's DJing well. I don't know. He's just so preoccupied with James and ripping on his apartment. I just posted something. I don't know if you saw it, but like Raquel had posted there because it was pouring down rain today in LA. And so she was posting kind of about the rain, but I just couldn't stop. I'm like, they have a fantastic view. And then they did a little interior shot too. I'm like, their apartment looks really nice, like luxury and a great view. And like, we've seen Jackson Brittany's view. It's not so great.
Yeah.
It's a view of another 70s brown brick apartment building across the street. And then inside are those like UPS colored prison corridors that he rides a cooler down to Schwartz's.
Yeah, we can talk about this more when season 7 starts. But I wanted to ask you, and I hate when I get like this, and I promised myself I wouldn't do this, that I would just play dumb for season 7 just for entertainment purposes. But I feel like this is so set up. I feel like Jax is sending out these tweets to let us know that there's a problem between him and James, setting up for the scene of him saying something to Brittany in the bar. Okay, here's my problem. We know that James said something shitty to Brittany when he was DJing, right? Like, that's going to be the whole problem.
I don't think he said it to her. He was DJing and she happened to be there. But yeah.
Okay.
He was DJing, and then he's like, faith, 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 or something like that.
But why is Jax, and why are we as viewers going to blame James for doing something that Jax, Jax's behavior is what made that comment happen?
Well, Jax, and he does this with everybody else in every season, like when he throws Sandoval or Schwartz under the bus, he thinks by blaming other people it makes him look better, and it takes away from his own issues, sins, problems, lies, cheats, stealing. So he throws other people under the bus. You know, it's like misery lifts company, and he thinks it'll detract. So right now, the only person he can do that to is James. And so he's trying to make that happen. Or probably because he knows if he does it one more time to Schwartz or Sandoval, they're going to be like, okay, enough's enough. Stop throwing us under the bus.
Yeah.
So now he's doing it to James just to deter attention off himself.
Yeah, so I wanted to pose a question to the group and to us is, what positive change will we see in Jax? Like, what, you know, everyone keeps saying he changed. What would it take for you to make you think that he changed? Because you and I know he hasn't changed. We see the tweets, we follow social media. It's a joke. So what is he going to have to do on screen to make his followers think that he has changed and feel sorry for him?
Right. Badly act.
I mean, losing his father is horrible, and I can't imagine what that's like. But I am really curious to see how it's going to play out and how he's
using it. Using it as an excuse. He tweeted his father, who was never on Twitter, after he was gone. I mean, he's just using it, and whether he's smart enough to realize he's doing it consciously or not, but I mean, he's just milking it, and it's just his tweets stand alone. It has nothing to do with James. Look at the way he talks to the people on 90 Day Fiance. You know, he's made racist comments, he's made body shaming comments to people that he doesn't even know, and then he yells at people that ever snap at him. He's like, you don't know me, you see 5% of me. But then he's doing the same thing to another reality show cast, and it's just like, are you that stupid? Like, I don't understand. He has not changed. If anything, I think he's gotten worse.
I think so, too.
So, meh. Yeah. I'm going to tell you from personal experience, as you know, my dad died a month before Jax's. I haven't changed. I'm still the same person. I'm either, you know, really nice or an asshole. I'm like, I haven't changed really much either way. I don't know. Obviously, things can change and affect your life, and I'm sure in some aspects, for sure, you know, maybe, you know, it's like, oh, he realizes he has a good thing or this or that, but to me he seems worse than ever.
I agree. I think I'm gonna have to take a break really quick, Sarah. I don't have to call you back because I can hear the baby is screaming.
No worries.
I'll call you back. Okay, bye.
Well, good. So we were done, but during that momentary break, I noticed Heather posted in our group the interview looks that Bravo TV posted. So we quickly just looked at that. I made some notes. Did you get a chance to look at it yet?
Yeah, I looked.
All right. I just want to comment a little bit. So, and people already commented. They're like, holy boobs, Brittany, but why are we surprised? I mean, I think it looks like a pretty dress. It's just, again, she just needs to make sure we're all aware she has really big boobs now. Y'all, you make sure you know, right?
Like, yeah.
It looks fine, but, you know, like in Lala's voice, enough!
Yeah.
Sheena surprisingly looks very like classic and conservative and just like a normal, it's kind of nice.
Yeah. I think that's why they all kind of wear like the higher neck. It just looks a little bit better in, that classic interview shot. You know what I mean? Like that's why, I don't know. I kind of like what Kristen's wearing. What do you think about Kristen?
No, I thought I wrote down a really cute dress. It looks like it'd be from like Buckle, or I was trying to think of that store. There's one at Belaterra and there's one downtown on Huntington on 4th. You know, and they have a lot of that kind of look.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot. I can't remember the name. And I don't know if it's a national chain or, but otherwise I was thinking Buckle-ish.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I thought it looked cute and she straightened her hair like, I love her bob with her wavy, but she did kind of an Ariana look. But I like it.
I feel like this shot is as hard as a reunion shot where you're sitting there forever. And if your posture goes down, everything looks bad. And you can tell it looks like in like for Brittany's shot, maybe
Katie's.
And Katie's like they dropped their shoulders and they lost their
Yeah, I liked Katie's. I could tell, like, maybe her standing up, it would look fantastic. You know, she borrowed maybe a little of Stassi's trademark V-neck, but the one side is lopsided, so it looks weird. But I think it's, like, the way she's sitting and then that camera angle.
But, God, she looks good.
Yeah, she does. She looks amazing. So that's when my eyes were first drawn to that. I'm like, oh, she looks, you know, you just think, like, Demi Moore in that black strappy dress from like way back when, like your eyes go there. And then when you blow it up, it's like, eh. But that's the angle of the shot and the way she was sitting. So I'll still give her a pass. And she looks great.
Yes.
Stassi's I was not a fan of, and I know that's a shocker to you, but this time, well, I applaud her for doing a slightly different neckline. Now it's too much. Now it's too bunchy, gatherly, matronly. There's too much fabric. And I basically just, all that came to mind was Golden Girls for me, like Blanche.
Yeah, what's coming to my mind is she picked like an easy outfit that she doesn't have to like hold her stomach in when she's sitting there, which she doesn't have a stomach. It just looks comfortable, but I don't know that it's looking the best on camera.
Yeah, on her chest area, it just looks like a lot of fabric.
Yes.
And normally she's cut too low, but this time I think it's too high where it's like matronly.
Right. I agree.
Lisa boring the fuck out of me as per usual, the same old pussy bow magenta silk blouse that she has 6,000 of. Meh.
Her face looks pretty good though.
Well, yeah, I wrote down like the guys are just guys and whatever, but I wrote down that cause I blew up Jack's and like, his head looks like a toasted marshmallow, a big, giant toasted marshmallow.
I just like, I can't even look at him.
It looked puffy to me, but then like, you know, spray tan toasted. Just, yeah. I mean, it made me happy because he doesn't look very good.
Yeah, that's true.
I should like retract my first statement when we started this podcast of saying, we don't have sides. We love and dislike everyone equally. That's not true. That is true for all of the cast except for Jax. For me.
Yeah. I go through, like, Jax to me, I go through stages of, like, thinking that he looks hot. And then, like, usually, like, if I have to, like, choose a guy, like, you know, they're always like,
yeah.
Who would you, you know, hook up with or whatever? Like, I usually pick Jax.
No, from a physical standpoint, I don't, it's just himself that bothers me. It's not like a looks thing. And yeah, sometimes he looks great. Sometimes he doesn't look great. It's not a looks thing for me. It's just everything else that ruins it. You know, because let's face it, like James can look, you know, like striking in photographs, like his face, just the way the camera hits his face. But then he looks like 90 pounds. So that's not my ideal either.
Right.
Nor would he be my ideal partner either. But also, I think Schwartz is better looking, but I wouldn't want him as a partner either. I don't know. It's just very hard. So I'm not, no, for sure, if you're going off physicality, you have to go with, you know, kind of what you're attracted to, you know, overall, just physicalness. But if we're going for people, that's a really tough call.
Yeah.
But we're not, so who cares? The last one, they didn't show Ariana. So I just have Lala. She has two looks. So the first one reminded me of LVP and like Pandora, you know, very pink and fluffy and high neck and conservative. Kind of interesting. I'd have to see the whole look. The second one looks like she pieced like some pillow covers together at Pier 1. Not really sure what to do with it. I'm not saying it's terrible. I love Pier 1, so I'm just not quite sure.
Okay, wait, which one is it? I'm sorry. The pink one or the yellowish one?
The pink one is like LVP Pandora to me.
Yes.
Like Pandora throwing a spring bridal shower look. And then the other one, like the Indian type theme, Bollywood kind of, it just kind of like, it's like mismatched, but like Pier 1 pillow cover-esque.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the Renaissance fair meets like a tapestry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure that it flows together. Maybe I think what it is it's too much on both sides. So pick one and then enhance that texture.
Totally.
So that's all I have on that. Anything you want to add?
No, that's it. Sorry, if you guys, I hope that the baby isn't bothering you. She's like so loud right now, going like, ah!
I think we're good. We can just keep it to VPR. I mean, we'll be VPR centric from here on out. I mean, OC reunion popped off, and it looks like next week's going to even be better. Emily brings like a book, literally a book, because she's an attorney, a book of receipts and tweets. Like, she's bringing her banker's box of files into court, you know?
Love it.
I can't believe Vicky makes the cocaine accusation. That's a little extreme considering, you know, it is national TV and she does have an impressionable daughter, and I don't know. Seems a little much. So I can't wait for part two. The Dallas reunion looks amazing. The finale was pretty good. Like when Leanne got into her, like, it was like Raging Bull moment. Like I felt like she was going to start sweeping her right leg because she was like facing down the bull. Her head was like swaying like, oh, you try me, girl. And at the same time, though, I think Brandy was a little aggressive and unnecessary. And I don't know. So that's going to be a good one to watch. It's interesting that Deandra and Leanne have not spoken since that night. And they are kind of having a Twitter war, and they also have a little war on every time they go on Andy, they kind of throw each other under the bus. So that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then Jersey. Have you watched Jersey at all?
No, I need to watch. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I just can't handle. I like one of the new girls who kind of befriends Melissa. The other girl, this girl, Jennifer, she's just, I cannot. You've probably seen it in, you guys, we have our Vanderpump Rules Party podcast Facebook group, but then we have a couple spinoffs, but one is like to talk about Housewives and other Bravo shows so that we can keep the Vanderpump one pure Vanderpump. And then everyone else that, let's face it, most of us all watch all the other Bravo shows too, but you know, just to keep them separate and pure, people popping off about the Jennifer thing too. She's just, so I think with Lolly said, oh, she reminds me of Alexis Bellino, like the huge bragger. Kind of reminded me of like that when Carol started New York, Luann always like one-upped her. But this chick is just way beyond either one of them as far as I'm concerned. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
We have a lot to watch. So we've got two reunions. Jersey just kicked off. Top Chef is coming. Below Deck had an explosive episode last week. Two people left. So that was fun. So hopefully we'll have enough to last us through the holidays. But if not, who cares? Because we have Vanderpump.
Yes.
Anything else going on we need to mention or you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it for now. And we'll update everything as we go, you guys, with our viewing party and everything. So we hope to see you. We'll keep shouting it out on social media and stuff too. And we'll keep encouraging you. If you're thinking about coming and you're like, I have no one to go to, it's traffic, come. We are going to have so much fun. I think it'll be worth it.
Even if you think about traffic, just come later.
Yeah.
Come at 7, come at 8. Like,
come at
we're
going
to watch. Yeah, we're going to come up. Like, the party's or the show is like 6 to 7, but we're going to have food and prizes and giveaways. So, we're going to be in the hotel for quite a long time. And then we're going to head out to either this other event or to the Vanderpump Crawl. But, you know, you have time to get there. If you're not getting there till 7:30, we'll still be there. Don't worry.
Yeah, just hit us up and you can come meet up. And, I mean, I don't know, like, if you've never come to one of these things before where you're connecting with like-minded people, it's, like, the funnest thing ever. We've gone to Watch What Crappens and met, like, amazing people. We've gone to Annabelle's thing, met amazing people. So it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, and people came up to us, you know, they're just like, hi, are you here for, and they were alone, and they approached, you know, you and me together. I'm like,
yes.
That takes balls, and yeah, it's like a weird little community,
it's so
podcast
cool.
Attendee people.
Yes. So,
awesome. Well, go feed your baby, and
okie dokie.
We'll go to sleep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.